The Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has left Accra for Italy after a two-day visit to Ghana. Prime Minister Renzi was seen off at the airport by President John Mahama. Upon arrival yesterday, Prime Minister Renzi and President Mahama discussed areas of cooperation which have the potential to further deepen the existing relations between the two countries. Before his departure, Mr. Renzi addressed Parliament, where he said Italy is ready to invest in a new development vision in Africa. He said the vision will be focused on the ability and capacity to invest in a new generation despite the challenges. Mr. Renzi said, with strong bilateral relations, Ghana and Italy can effect change in the world.
Ghana and Italy today could change a perception around the world. And this is important in Lebanon, yes, in the high-level experience, competence, professionality assured by the soldiers from Ghana and Italy represent a value. But it's true, let me be very clear, in every field of our cooperation. So this is time in which it's not sufficient military effort, it's not sufficient diplomatic effort. We need a cultural effort together. It's important for you in this part of the world in which we have a lot of opportunities and assets, but also a lot of problems. This is true for us in a moment in which Europe seems very far from the values of a father of the country. The people who 60 years ago in Rome signed the first treaties of European community. Both nations, Ghana and Italy, have now a decisive role in the respective regions' integration progress. We need a new vision for the world. We need a new vision focused on the ability and the capacity to invest a new generation of a new responsibility. But we have a lot of challenges in front of us. Terrorism, climate change, mass migration, global economy shutdown, emergence of new big players to amazing technology and science innovation. The frontiers of our human life are different respect 20 years ago. Together, if we focused together on a different strategy, we can change the world. Our bilateral relation very important.
Mr. Renzi paid glowing tribute to Ghana's first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah's vision of African unity, which was a precursor to the European Union.
Italy was one of the founding members of the European Union. And I like to pay a tribute to Kwame Nkrumah's vision about Africa's unification and to accomplishment of West African state in building the present community of Western African states. I read the book Africa Must Unite. Not only was a vision for this continent, is a message today also for everyone. Those words resound the same year when six enlightened leaders of Europe convened in Rome to sign the first treaty that changed the peace and that changed the history. It was the beginning of a process in Europe of reunification. You think about it, for a lot of years, European people, for a lot of centuries, killed themselves. For a lot of centuries, European people was divided. European Union means that together we can change the history. This is true also for you today, but also for us.
He called for more jobs to be created to stem the tide of people migrating to Europe to look for non-existing jobs.
Our economies are becoming more and more interdependent. We are working together on missions and projects, particularly in the agribusiness and energy sectors. I consider very important the words of your president during the meeting in La Valletta. He told to the leaders of European Union, please don't speak only about migration. Speak about agricultural investment in Africa. Speak about the possibility to invest in a different vision. I consider that absolutely true. And as Italian people, we are ready. We are ready for agribusiness here, but we are ready also for energy sectors. Perhaps one of the most defining elements of Italian-Ghanaian economic partnership is ENI's projects. ENI's project for gas supply for domestic Ghanaian market. We know this is a moment very difficult for oil price, But I am here and I host in the delegation the CEO of ENI, Claudio Descalzi, exactly to give a message of continuation and presence of Italian investors in this country. Let me be very clear. ENI has been historical connect to Ghana, but this project, the new project, will be a game changer for power generation in the country, bring benefits from here to 2036. I think it's a good message of friendship, it's a good message of business, it's a good message for the future of our relation. This is the kind of partnership Italy wants to build with the friend nations in Africa. We need open democracies and vibrant economies to partner with. Your wealth will be our wealth. The challenges that are confronted with are so great that they require increased international cooperation among nations.
Mr. Renzi's address was not without a comment on some Ghanaian symbols. He even tried a proverb in Akan.
In innovation, Ghana, as an ancient rich culture, masterly summarized by the Adinkra symbols. It's not by the chance the youth parliament emblem carries a few important ones that have struck me. Therefore, I've chosen not this symbol, but a proverb that is associated to another Adinkra symbol and perfectly summarizes the spirit and the sense of my visit to Ghana and of our bilateral relation. Forgive my pronunciation. I'm just a beginner. Boa mena, me moa wo. Help me, and let me help you. I think this is the strategic value of our friendship.